Welcome back to the Fire Talk podcast and YouTube channel, everyone. Today, we're going to be doing a preview for tomorrow's Mets-Padres wild card round playoff series. So I'm actually going to be going to hopefully all the games. I know I'm for sure going on Friday, but I'm super pumped. I'm really looking forward to this series. Hopefully Isaac gets to go to next week's series against the Dodgers. Fingers crossed on that one. But we want to get a little bit into, you know, the matchups in this series, where the Padres have an advantage, where the Mets have an advantage. And I think this is a really, really good series. I think if we're looking at all of the different wild card matchups, this has got to be the best, if not one of the best ones in the entire league. You look at what time the Padres are scheduled, and that's what it replicates as well, because they're typically the night games, at least that I saw so far in the schedule. But Isaac, when you're looking at this series, and at the very end, we'll get into predictions as well for the series. But Isaac, when you're looking at the matchups of the series, where do you like the Padres and where do you like the Mets?
Yeah, so, you know, me and my friends actually were talking about it earlier, and one of my friends said, LMAO, the Padres are facing the Mets. Bye-bye. And I thought, I don't get why the general consensus is that the Padres are just easily going to be beat by the Mets. The Mets have not been that great considering the Braves were how many games back and they still were able to catch up. And the Braves just swept them, considering the Mets threw Scherzer, DeGrom, and Bassett, and they still swept them. Yeah, I'd much rather face the Mets than the Braves. I really don't think it's that close. So thankfully, we're able to see the team that maybe we didn't want to face, but we would rather face than the other team. We really wanted to see the Cardinals. Obviously, this didn't get the sixth seed. The Phillies and the Brewers were fighting to see who sucked more. And we really just wanted to make the playoffs. So that was the whole goal in general, make the playoffs. It looks like game one is going to be Yu Darvish against Max Scherzer. I believe last time they faced each other, pretty sure the Padres won. Yu Darvish threw.
Wait, was that Slammerina?
No, it was this year. I think they faced off.
Okay.
Yeah, and the imagine that. I think Darvish actually threw that game too. I know Yu Darvish, I think, had 7 innings pitched, something like that, no earned runs. So he was fantastic, and I'm pretty sure we ended up beating Max Scherzer. Keep in mind, if you look at Yu Darvish's stats against the Mets, they are really, really good. Him and Blake Snell have some really good outings against the Mets. So hopefully we're able to see some more of that this series. I'm really excited to see how those two pitch in particular, because in 2021, the Padres traded for them both, and that's when the Padres were being heralded as having the best rotation in baseball, with those two being at the forefront. Nonetheless, a year later, those two are at the forefront of our playoff rotation. So that's going to be really exciting to see how those two match up against two of the best pitchers in baseball. Matt and I were talking about it, and obviously the big news is that Jacob DeGrom might not pitch game one. He might not even pitch game two. Now, if the Padres win game one, you bet Jacob DeGrom is probably pitching game two. So we'll probably still see Blake Snell in that instance, and this is something we'll get into later, because we're debating on these pitching matchups. But I think what made me feel much more comfortable in facing the Mets than the Braves is the Braves could put us away in one inning by hitting 2-3 home runs in a row, and essentially it going from, you know, oh, the Padres are up by 1 to the Padres are down by 4. They could do that very fast because they're one of the best slugging teams in baseball. Even at hitting for average, they are very good at it from top to bottom, have one of the best lineups, if not the best lineup in baseball. Very, very good from top to bottom. The Mets, not in the month of September, but throughout the whole season, have been sort of in our range in terms of slugging. Now, in the month of September, I believe they are second in OPS, so they've had a good September. I looked at their schedule. It didn't really seem too tough, so I mean, I would kind of expect it. Starling Marte, haven't heard any good updates on him lately in terms of his health. Nonetheless, praying he gets better. That's a very fun player to watch. But in terms of the Padres, it doesn't sound so bad. Hopefully he's fine in terms of the future. But they don't have Starling Marte. Obviously, it's still a deep lineup. You got Pete Alonso, you got Brandon Nimmo, you got Francisco Lindor. It's still a solid lineup. But in terms of how the Padres match up against this team compared to the other team, the Padres match up much better because the Mets are right around their area in terms of slugging. The Mets are right around the area in terms of home runs, stuff like that. I think that's going to be where the games are won, is, you know, who's going to hit that big shot. So I feel a lot more confident facing them. But in terms of the pitching matchups, I think they match up very nicely. And one of the big things that everyone kept talking about was you don't want to face the Mets because they have Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer, especially in terms of the Padres fan base. But we got Yu Darvish and Blake Snell. I really don't care who, like, if they have Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer. Yu Darvish and Blake Snell have been two of the best pitchers since the All-Star break. Yu Darvish was the best NL pitcher in September. He was NL pitcher of the month. Those two guys are going to match up very nicely. So I'm excited to see how it all goes. The lineup, yes, it might be scary because they already don't do very good against guys who throw high velocity. We've seen the past 2 years. They don't really, outside of one game, they don't really do good against Max Scherzer. But playoff baseball, anything could happen. And I'm very excited to see how they fare in playoff baseball, postseason baseball.
Yeah, so I like your kind of breakdown of the two matchups. I think, or the two sides matching up. I think it's pretty even. But if you look at the Mets, like, overall offensive numbers, they're a little better than the Padres.
Yeah.
They are, if you look at it, because they are pretty deep. You've already brought up some of the guys, but, like, Vogel Botch, I forgot how you say it. The guy that was on the Pirates, he's had a pretty solid time tenure on the Mets. Now he hasn't been there all year. I think Starling Marte, losing him is a huge blow. Like, we wanted Marte bad in the offseason. I thought that was a great pickup by the Mets. So that's a big blow for them, but you still got Lindor. Like, Nemo's had a good year. There's other guys too. Connor McNeil, Escobar. I mean, Escobar's not, like, these guys aren't great, but it's like they're still putting up, some of them are putting up pretty decent years. So I think that probably in terms of, like, honestly, in terms of hitting and pitching, because it's the starters, I think you give the Mets a slight advantage. But I don't think it's some, like, oh, the Mets are way worse or they're way better than the Padres. I really don't think that's how it is. I think it's a pretty even how they're stacked up. The difference is that I feel like if you're going to play the Mets, I would rather play them when DeGrom's going through a stretch like he is right now, instead of when it's like, oh, DeGrom the last 2 months has had a 0.5 ERA and he's striking out like 15 guys a game. Because DeGrom goes through those stretches and he's not going through one of those right now. So I would much rather face DeGrom now. I would probably never rather face DeGrom. But Isaac, stuff you brought up about the Braves, I think that's very fair and I think that's very accurate. We both, all of us would have rather faced the Cardinals. But the Mets are probably your second best option there. But it's still going to be a tough series. I think they match up really well. I think for the Padres, you got to hit a couple big time bombs.
Yeah.
That's same thing goes for the Mets. You're going to get good starting pitching on both sides. I don't know the order yet. You brought up it's going to be Darvish Scherzer on Friday. It's going to depend on who wins the game. And then the other team will throw their best guy. And then the other team will decide if they want to counter that. They are wait till game three. So there's a chance that DeGrom doesn't pitch until game three. And you have Bassett go on game two on Saturday. I don't know if the Padres would go, oh, we're going to put Musgrove here and then Snell there. I don't know where they would do it. But it's basically Darvish, Snell, Musgrove in some order, Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett in some order. So we know that those are going to be the three starting pitchers potentially. We know who's going to be in the lineup. Pete Alonso has actually been really good against the Padres too. I think that's worth bringing up. He's been really good. But honestly, I think the Padres have done all right against Scherzer. If you remember, Hosmer hit a home run against him last game.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So, I mean, you got two very good teams. I think the Mets have been a better team. I think they're a little bit better in terms of offense. I think the Padres have a little more reliable bullpen arms. I don't know. Is that?
I could look at their.
I mean, Diaz, of course, is the guy, but like. I think it's going to be pretty similar. I really do in terms of bullpen arms. Because the Padres bullpen has been way better lately than it was early on in the year, which I think is worth bringing up. Mm-hmm. So I think if you're the Padres, like, you know that you can stack up against this team. If you're the Mets, you know you can stack up against this team. I think that's what makes it really exciting, where it's not like a lopsided series where the Cardinals-Philly series is. Like, that's pretty lopsided. Mm-hmm. But I think this is going to be a really good one. Isaac, in terms of predictions, what are you thinking?
Oh, man. that's very tough. And I mean, going back to the bullpen, the Padres are 15th in bullpen ERA, 15th or 14th, and the Mets are 10th. But that's also including the horrendous stretch that the Padres had where they were like the 25th ranked bullpen in all of baseball for what was like a 2 month period.
April and May.
Yeah, they were horrible. So outside of that, it's been a very reliable bullpen for this Padres team, especially getting back, you know, Adrian Morejon, Tim Hill came into his own, Nick Martinez went into the bullpen. Some very reliable guys out of the bullpen for sure. Predictions? It's so tough. This is a Padres channel. I'm a Padres homer, and I really do think the Padres match up really well. I think the Padres are going into the series hot. Their month of September was pretty solid. They rallied to get to this position. This is the first time since I was 6 years old that they are making, that they're making the actual playoffs. Yeah, the actual playoffs. But it's so exciting. And I really do think the Padres are going to come away with this one. I think it's going to be a 2-1. I think they're going to game three. I will say I think they're going to game three, but I'm going to go 2-1 Padres. Considering, you know, Yu Darvish and Blake Snell's stats against the Mets have been really good. And I think the Padres are capable of really hitting those big time bombs. I think Manny Machado is going to prove why he is one of the best players in baseball. And although the stats say, although everything say he is the best player in the NL, there are constantly going to be people who hate Manny Machado because of his past antics, because he's lazy, and because of this bias has already been confirmed towards Manny Machado. This is his time to really go out there and silence everybody. I think he's never going to get the credit he deserves because of the hatred towards him. He's probably one of the top five most hated players in baseball. And I will say for no reason, because ever since, yeah, exactly. The poll said he was number one. So I will say he's been everything that I would want out of a Padre in terms of off the field, on the field, everything. He's one of my favorite players of all time. But now's his time to really go in there. And somebody on Twitter was giving us crap about his postseason stats. So hopefully he's able to boost those postseason stats. But really, this is all going to depend on how are Manny Machado and Juan Soto going to fare. Juan Soto is a big part of this series because Juan Soto used to face the Mets 19 times a year. This is huge for Juan Soto. It's huge that we have him in our lineup against guys that he's done it against before, against a guy that was on his team. This is huge to be able to have him and Josh Bell, who Josh Bell's numbers against Max Scherzer are very, very good. You would be surprised to see that his numbers against Max Scherzer are pretty solid. So three guys right there, they're going to have a big impact on this series. But like I said, I got the Padres coming away 2-1, winning the series in game three. Very exciting. This is the biggest series for the Padres in almost 20 years. It's been 16 years or so. This is the biggest. You could look back at 2020 and say, how about those? No, I really can't say those were bigger than this. This is real postseason baseball. And I'm very, you know, with fans in the environment in one of the biggest markets in baseball, this is huge. This is, and I think the Padres are going to show why they deserve to be in this postseason race.
Dude, that's what makes it so exciting. You start bringing up like, oh, Josh Bell's been good against Scherzer, you know, this and that. It's always going to be someone else too. Like, I think that, you know, if you're looking at it from the Padres perspective, Machado and Soto, like, that's what you're getting really hyped about, of course. Especially Soto, because he does have so much experience against the Mets. But it's going to be a Josh Bell. It's going to be a red-hot Will Myers, or, you know, Cronin God doing his thing, or shoot, bro, maybe it'll be Austin Hull out of all people, right? Like, that's the thing. It's like, and or it's for the Mets side. Like, that's what I think makes it so exciting, is that you just have like a couple clutch knocks and all of a sudden, like, everyone remembers your legacy completely different. So I'm super pumped for this series. I believe that the Padres are going to be a perennial playoff team for years to come. I know that they sold the farm, but in case you guys didn't realize, their roster super stacked for the next few years. And they're willing to, you know, break off pretty big checks. So I think the Padres are going to consistently be in the playoffs, and I'm looking forward to it. I feel like we got kind of the first taste in 2020, and then last year was just an absolute disaster. It was kind of like, oh, like, this is what it's going to be like. And then this year was kind of like, okay, that's right, this is going to be a good team. And even with all these, basically just, I don't know what to call it, like, just massive stumbles throughout the season with injury, with Fernando Tatis, whatever it was, for the Padres to be in the spot, I think is super special. So predictions. I really wanted to pick the Padres 2-0 just because I keep seeing stuff on like Mets Twitter that it's like, we know we're getting clapped like after this Braves series. Padres are going to take us down, be us, you know, combine 10 runs and we're going to get like three hits or whatever it is. And a lot of negativity, which I was cracking up about because it's like, honestly, it's the same thing on Padres Twitter half the time. But I'm going to go 2-1 in the series as well. And I'm going to go 2-1 because I think if you're the Padres, let's say DeGrom pitches. Okay, how about this? Since DeGrom is not pitching game one, it's going to either be 2-0 or 2-1. And the Padres are going to eliminate the Mets on the game that DeGrom pitches. And they're going to win that game 1-0. That is the most classic game you could ever have. Soto's going to hit a home run in the first inning. He's going to hit a solo shot in the top of the first. And the game is going to stay at 1-0 for the entirety of the game. That's what I'm calling right now. So either 2-0 or 2-1. That's how it's going to end. Because I've seen too many Mets box scores where it's like, wait, DeGrom struck out 14 guys in 8 innings and he got the loss? What? So I'm expecting something like that to happen. Also, I don't know. That's my call for this one. But let us know your predictions. Isaac, you had something else to add?
If that happens, if what you say does happen to DeGrom, Mets fans, that will be DeGrom's last game in a Mets uniform. So you guys better hope he wins. For you know, whoever is still listening or whatever it is, enjoy this. The Padres haven't been in the postseason for a very long time, and you know, hopefully they're able to give us a lot more postseason games this year than they have, you know, in the past. Hopefully we're able to see two or three series. The Padres road is one of the most difficult roads to the World Series in that I've ever even heard. I mean, you got to go through 100 wins against 100 win Mets, 100 win Dodgers, probably 100 win Braves. And if the Astros make it, the 100 win Astros. That is one of the toughest roads in all of baseball. And I'm super excited to see if they'll be able to do it.
Dude, that would be absolutely insane. No, dude, I'm pumped too. I'm just excited to see some playoff baseball. So I think it's going to do it. We are going to be going live each of these games in the playoffs. And then next morning, we'll have a quick video up like about like the upcoming matchup and kind of like what the Padres need to do to win that game. But I think that's probably going to wrap it up. So thank you guys for listening. It's been a super fun time covering the Padres over the last couple years. So we're pumped to be covering them when they're in the playoffs, actually on YouTube, because we were covering them like just doing podcasts during the playoffs in 2020, but we weren't, you know, we had like 30 people listening on a podcast. So this is a lot bigger. So we're really looking forward to it. And I will be excited to join. Maybe I'll be excited to, if the Padres win on Friday, it'll be really fun to join the live stream in the stadium. But if they lose, that's going to be kind of annoying and you're probably going to hear me getting heckled as I walk out of the stadium. But yeah, make sure to join when we do that. But thank you guys for listening and we'll be back tomorrow after the game.